Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt. We are from M. Vanderplough Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you could give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll-free, and that number is 1-800-968-1497. You can also visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet, it's all the same address, and that's mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. Brand new site, so be sure to check it out. It is mobile friendly, tablet friendly, laptop friendly, desktop friendly. Very, very clean site. All the links work, so be sure to check that out. I'm very, very proud of it. The designer worked hard on it. Really, really do appreciate it. It does pop. So be sure to check that out, mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. It's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. That's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Now, the current virus pandemic has dried up many vacation plans via airline and cruise ships. Many people are opting to camp or drive somewhere for vacations. We found this article from the Huffington Post for tips with traveling with your pets, either by car or by airline. I'm not saying that people aren't flying, but the flight traffic has definitely decreased because of the pandemic. Thought that, you know, it's getting towards the end of the summer holiday season. People are probably trying to get whatever trips they can in before, hopefully, quote-unquote, school starts for many kids around the country. So I thought it would be a good idea to share this article on traveling with your pet. Now, again, I want you to read the full article. Go to Let's Talk Insurance. Link on our webpage, the main page is going to be the lower middle. It'll say Let's Talk Insurance. Click on through and it should bring you to this information. First tip that I have for you here is take short trips. Taking short trips will help your pet acclimate to riding in a vehicle and helps you gauge how they will do. All right. Does your pet get agitated? Do they get car sick? Finding this out beforehand is better than having to clean up barf off the floorboards or a damaged interior from an anxious pet that wants out of the vehicle. Really, really important. I've got a pug and a Chihuahua Dachshund mix. The Chihuahua Dachshund is pretty chill. He'll, you know, just lay in the back seat, just travel right along, just enjoying the rumble of the seat as we go down the road. We have the window open a little bit. He'll climb up and stick his head out the window. Just real chill pup. Our pug, however, she's very active, very anxious. Always has to see what's going on around the vehicle. Just can be a handful. So when it comes to her, she probably wouldn't do well with long car rides. But you know, little 15, 20, 30 minute trips around town, she does pretty well. Our other pup, Jackson, he would be fine in a several hour trip, you know, stopping to get out and use the toilet and whatnot, but he's a pretty chill dog. So taking these short trips around town will again help you to gauge whether your pet gets real anxious or if they're pretty chill on that road trip. Second tip I have for you is buckle that pet. Unrestrained pets cause more than 30,000 accidents each year. All right, you need to keep them in the back seat and either contained in a pet carrier, a pet car seat, or a pet barrier. Now, their pet carrier would be, you know, your standard crate, That's what I call them, crates. You know, travel crate, something like that. They do have pet car seats, which attach to the seat belt and has a leash, leash thing that attaches to the back of the seat. Somehow, just keeping your pet so that it stays sitting. Either stay sitting or lying down, doesn't allow it much movement other than that, just to keep them in the back. If you've got, say, an SUV or, you know, like a Suburban or, you know, like a Ford Explorer or something like that, you can get the pet barriers, and basically those are just grates that go over the cargo area. Between the cargo area and the back seat, to try to keep them contained in that cargo area so they don't go come climbing over the seat and all over the vehicle. That's more suited probably for the bigger dogs that can't handle a car seat, can't handle a pet carrier. Having that barrier back there to keep them from climbing over the back seat is going to be your best bet to keep them safe. Now, don't leave them in the car. This is very, very important. And I hate to, you know, these days you have to remind people to check the back seat for your children before you leave. I was going to say, you know, you wouldn't leave your child in a car, your grandmother in a car, in a hot car for several hours. You definitely don't want to leave your pet in a hot car. Car temperatures often could exceed 100 degrees in a matter of minutes exposed to the sun. If you're going to a destination that is not pet friendly, it's better to leave them at a kennel or at home rather than stuck in a car, even with the windows open. Even with the windows open, you know, in a parking garage or underneath a tree in the shade, doesn't matter. The temperature will still rise. And you definitely don't want that. Want to torture your pet in that way. Make sure that the place you go is pet friendly if you are going to travel with them, okay? If they're not, then you need to just, like the article says, leave them at a kennel or leave them at home with a pet sitter because you don't want to torture animals. Really, I mean that's torture. Leaving an animal in a hot car, again, even with the windows rolled down, in the shade, in a parking garage, out of the sun, whatever, temperature will still rise. I mean, it's just irresponsible as a pet owner to leave your pet in a car by itself. So please don't do it. Okay. The last tip I want to share with you, because I want you to read the article from the Huffington Post, and again, if you go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle of our new landing page, you'll see Let's Talk Insurance. Click on through to there, and it should hopefully bring you to the blog post for today. If not, then, you know, you can follow us on Facebook. We are on Facebook, so look us up, Let's Talk Insurance Podcast on Facebook, and I link to the article and the MP3 or the audio podcast for you to check out. So again, look us up on Facebook, Let's Talk Insurance Podcast. The last tip that I want to share with you is check the airline. Okay, there are regulations and additional fees involved with pets traveling by air, which can include specific pet carriers, vaccinations, and pet health standards. Obviously, you want to get a pet carrier that can withstand, you know, luggage handling. Also, to be comfortable for your pet, you got to make sure that your pet is up to date with all its vaccinations, of course. And then also, if your pet is ill, is very old, you don't want to be sticking that pet in the cargo hold of an airplane. So be sure to check with your particular airline to see what their restrictions are. There may be some additional fees. You may have to pay $50, $100, whatever additional pet fee for that. So check with the airline before you even book a flight if you're going to be traveling with your pet to see what they require as far as traveling with your pet. Okay. Now, again, I want you to read the full article on our website. Let's talk. On our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, you'll see Let's Talk Insurance. You'll click on through that to the article, hopefully. Otherwise, you can, again, you can look us up on Facebook. I forget to mention that our podcast does have a page on Facebook. So it's, look up the Let's Talk Insurance podcast on Facebook, and it should bring you to the page. Go ahead and like it. And it will let you know when we have a new podcast up and running. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you could give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You could visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet, it's all the same address, and that's mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. And again, it's a brand new website. Really enjoy the layout. It is mobile friendly, tablet friendly, laptop friendly, desktop friendly. All the links work. So be sure to check that out. Again, that's at mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. It's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. That's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. And I hope you have a very good, a very safe, and a very happy week. Take care.